And that soothing voice that you just heard, that is our very own Trent Ferris. He's the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office. He did work with the Rock Hill High School Bearcats football team a couple years ago.
For two years.
Special teams, right? Mm-hmm,
yeah. Helped out with the kickers. James Heckard and
Jackson Grant.
Yeah, all those guys. But this year was just kind of like, I don't know if I could squeeze that in into the schedule this year, but Coach did a good job out there in the hallway.
Yeah, you're a good coach.
We just spoke with the new Rock Hill High School football coach, Leon Boulware, and as the coach was leaving, Trent was coming in, so that's where they had the conversation. Mm-hmm. So now everyone is now up to speed, and hopefully we'll see Trent on the sidelines under Friday Night Lights.
Which is because we're all just good friends anyway.
We are.
We could just sit here and talk about anything for the morning if anybody was willing to listen.
For 3 hours, if we had no guests, we three could find plenty to talk about for 3 full hours.
Speaking of, you need to thank him for being a co-host while you were out.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
I heard a lot of folks say great things.
It was great.
When they tell me, what the reaction is people want me to have is like, he did? And I'm like, of course he did a great job. He's familiar around a microphone. We work together at CN2. We all three are friends.
He was great.
Whoa, he should take your job, Lucas.
These two individuals were at my wedding. So, I mean, we go back. But, yeah, people just said you did a fantastic job. And I know Ashley loves you.
Anytime, Ashley.
Thank you, Trent.
Anytime.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we are here because it is Wanted Wednesday. It's time for us to help to shine a new light on some cases that hopefully will lead to an arrest. And we will start with this one. And Trent always comes up with a fun title for each of these cases. While it's a fun title, the crimes are nothing to laugh at. But this one is, you can't just go around punching people in the face.
That's right. So I thought that was pretty good for this one, because on Thursday, May 8th, this year, at about 9:30 in the evening at Papa Doc's Shore Club, right there off of Charlotte Highway, right at the state line. On Charlotte Highway in Clover, Lake Wylie area, a gentleman assaulted another male by just punching him in the mouth, which caused a cut to the victim's lip and loss of consciousness for a brief time. So the guy left. He's described as a black male, 6 feet tall, kind of a beefy kind of guy from the picture I looked at. He wore a red beanie hat, white T-shirt, camo pants, and he left in a white BMW. And right there at the state line, he could have gone south into South Carolina, or he could have gone swing right up into North Carolina. So we don't know. We didn't get very much information on his car, or that could have helped us track him down. But we're going to put his picture up on our social media pages today. And if you know who this person might be, or you were at the Papa Doc's when he punched a guy in the mouth at Papa Doc's that night, give us a call at Crime Stoppers or go to crimestoppersofyorkcounty.com.
Did they have some sort of disagreement? Was this just
a
random
I think
altercation?
It was a disagreement.
Okay.
You know how when you go to a bar / restaurant and you start getting chatty after a few drinks.
9:30 at night, too.
Yeah.
Probably, allegedly have been overserved.
Maybe
have indulged in some spirits. At that late at night. So
and if he was overserved and drove in his car, that's on him. He was driving under the influence. Okay. We don't know.
So you're just looking for the suspect right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We'll put his picture up. I didn't have time to put it up there yesterday. Okay. We had a few things going on.
And of course, I know you want to do a plug that when you call or text Crime Stoppers, it can be anonymous.
Anonymous. If you have any information and you don't want your name out there, everything is anonymous at Crime Stoppers. Of yorkcounty.com.
All right. Next up, top 10 wanted list updated.
Last week, I started thumbing around on our website trying to update a few things, and I got to the top 10 list, and I looked at the list, and I was like, man, God, these people have been on there so long, and I had two open spots. So I added these two open spots. So we are looking for Kristen Ashley Mullinax. She's wanted for possession or selling of drugs. Schedule 1, that's LSD. This case was LSD. Schedule 2, third or subsequent events, in reference to an overdose that occurred on April 2nd on Perla Road, New York. She's 31 years old, 5'2", 145 pounds, green eyes, and has brown hair, but she has it dyed, that funky red dye It's not like dyed the red way. It's just like, hey, she went to the store and grabbed some red dye and put it in her hair. So it could be dyed red. So her picture is up on our top 10 wanted list, along with next, Robbie Cody Villa. He's also wanted for possession or selling of drugs, Schedule 1, LSD, Schedule 2, third or subsequent offense, in reference to an overdose that occurred on April 2nd on Perla Road in York. Yes, he and Melanax know each other. So they were together that night when somebody overdosed. Via, as his last name, V-I-A, is 31 years old. He's 5'6", 140 pounds, blue eyes, blonde hair, and has a beard. Both of their pictures are up on our top 10 list. If you go to yorkcountysheriff.com, scroll down just a little bit. There's a whole bunch of blue buttons at the on the front page, and one of those buttons says top 10. Click on that, and you get to see both of their lovely faces, who are also mugshots from a recent stay at the York County Detention Center.
Trent, with the overdose, did that person survive? Or
I am not sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Perfect. Okay. All right. That's why they're wanted in questioning.
That's right.
For sure. And then we'll wrap up real quick with the Sheriff's Foundation scholarship winners.
Yeah, we got to round off on some good things. You know, kids are getting ready to graduate from school. School's getting letting out. So every year since 2011, the Sheriff's Foundation has given $2,000 scholarships to students in York County. My daughter was a recipient of one of those scholarships last year. And so any student who applies who is looking to go into a field that could help out law enforcement and be in law enforcement, you know, going into school for criminal justice, criminology, forensics, even public information. If you're doing that, you can apply for the scholarship every year. And this year we have a bunch of winners that have applied for the scholarship that the foundation board approved. Ada Bruning, she is going to Limestone University. Ashlyn Bolin, she's going to USC Upstate for nursing. Clarence Currents, he's going to Gaston College for aerospace engineering. I mean, we do use helicopters and drones in law enforcement. Emma Heimel, she's going to USC in Columbia for biochemistry. Haley Bennett, I got to meet her last night at Rock Hill High School. The other two students went to Clover High and Steele High and Piedmont Community Charter School. Haley Bennett went to Rocky Hill High. She's going to USC for biology. Lana Stoneburner, if anybody knows who Lana Stoneburner is, her mom's Lori Stoneburner, used to be Les Meister. She goes to Clover High School, and she's now going to USC Lancaster to play soccer and study special education. Luke Helms, Faithful Scholars Homeschool Association. He's going to Clemson University for forestry. Natalie Spencer, York Preparatory Academy, going to USC Columbia for early childhood education. And again, we have Charlotte McDowell, Clover High School, going to Clemson for criminal justice. Emma Marty, going to from Clover High School, going to Winthrop University for Clover criminal justice and criminology. And Kendall Stalls, from York Comprehensive High School, is going to USC and Columbia for also criminal justice and criminology.
Well, congratulations.
That's a long list. Sorry, but we're going to post all those up on our website today of all those.
Well, congratulations to those young people, and thank you to the foundation for creating these scholarships so these young people can further their career, one, and two, focus on law enforcement, and three, hopefully to come back and work one day for the York County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, we've given out $301,000 in scholarships since 2011. That's why we have the golf tournament and the ball and the clay shoot in the spring goes to the Mike Doty law enforcement. Memorial Fund. But
perfect.
There you go.
Okay. Trent, as always, sir, thank you so much. Trent Ferris is the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office.